Planting progress varies around the state. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Before we go on today's crop tour, China and the U.S. struck a deal over the weekend to slash tariffs for 90 days, giving them time to work on a more comprehensive trade deal. The U.S. will reduce its reciprocal tariffs to 30%, down from 145% currently. In return, China will slash its tariffs to 10% from the current 125%. We'll have more on this tomorrow here on Hoosier Ag Today. 45% of Indiana corn is in the ground and 41% of Indiana soybeans are planted. It's time to go on the Hoosier Ag Today crop tour. While those numbers are ahead of the five-year average pace, this DuBois County farmer is feeling behind.
J.R. Racener here in southwest Indiana. This past week has been much like the previous weeks. We've had on and off rain throughout the week, have not been able to get into the field. We were able to get into the field on Sunday, get a little bit of planting done. We're able to get back in on Monday morning for a couple hours before we got rained out again. Looks like we have maybe a couple more chances of rain this week, so we'll see what happens. Starting to get very far behind in this area and really need some extended dry weather to complete planting.
If we head to the northwest part of the state, they've been missing a lot of these rains. Let's go there now to LaPorte County. That's where we find Denise Scarborough.
We've been extremely dry again and had a very productive week last week finishing up our commercial corn. And today and this week moving forward, we are going to start planting seed corn. A lot of specialty crops are grown in northwest Indiana with all the irrigation we have. I know that tomato planting also started in our area this week. I hope you all have a great week and stay safe.
Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday continues after this.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Let's get back on the crop tour here on Hoosier Ag Today. East Central Indiana has struggled to get planting done this spring. Let's head to Delaware County now and hear from Jenna Scott from Cox Farms in Gaston.
This week we were finally able to get into the fields and start planting some corn. We've seen a lot of people out in the fields in Delaware County getting some field work done and finally started planting, which is nice. We'll be about 20% done by the end of the day today with our crop. And we have a few chances of maybe some rain here the next couple days, but hopefully we can miss it and keep progressing.
And finally, in West Central Indiana, Ryan Rippey is looking to wrap up where he farms in Tippecanoe, Fountain, and Montgomery counties.
I am actually pulling into the last field of corn right now, getting ready to unfold. Should be done planting corn, hopefully, here in the next hour or so. And we are getting close on beans as well. Probably be done with beans early afternoon. We got dried out about Thursday or so. Things started happening again in this area. There's been a lot of planting progress in the last week and over the weekend. I would estimate probably somewhere around 75, maybe even 80% complete if we don't have a lot of rain. I would imagine by the end of the weekend, probably be about done in this area.
So as you can hear, planting progress certainly varying in different parts of the state. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.